So this material dissects standard server rack dimensions, contrasting EIA 310 paper specifications with the physical realities of sheet metal manufacturing.
Yeah, and we are jumping right into the feedback for this critique today.
Right, and a massive core strength right off the bat is that unique mechanical angle on why cage nuts actually have to float to compensate for manufacturing tolerances.
It is such a great hook, you know, for anyone who's ever had to wrestle a rail into place.
Oh, absolutely. But let's look closely at the section discussing the transition from EIA 310 specifications to sheet metal punching.
Yeah, let's get into that part.
Because the narrative transition between rack standardization and the manufacturing process of punch presses is disjointed.
Disjointed is definitely the right word. I mean, one minute we're comfortably talking about standard cabinet depths.
Right.
And then literally the very next sentence, we are deep in the weeds of die wear and burr heights.
Yeah, it causes real whiplash. You jump from the data center floor straight into a sheet metal factory with zero warning. The weakness here is that moving abruptly like that creates a really jarring reading experience.
It really does.
It lacks a conceptual bridge that connects a data center operator's daily concerns to those factory floor mechanics.
So is the connection between EIA 310 and the punch press fully established in the material, or is that an area to potentially bolster?
It definitely needs bolstering. My suggestion would be to frame that manufacturing segment as the inevitable physical consequence of the standards we just discussed.
Oh, I see. Like grounding the factory floor details in the reader's actual daily reality?
Exactly. Like adding a transitional paragraph stating that while EIA 310 provides the ideal math, punch press wear dictates the physical reality of rack installation.
Right. And you need a good analogy to push that even further. Something to really bridge that gap.
Well, think about a printer slightly misaligning text on a long page.
Oh, yeah, sure.
If the roller is off by a fraction of a millimeter, you won't even notice it on the first line, right?
Right.
It's completely imperceptible at 1U.
Right, invisible.
But because that pitch accumulation adds up, by the time you reach the bottom of the page, or 42U in our case, it's disastrous. The text is basically falling off the paper.
That is a perfect analogy. But, you know, once an operator realizes their rack is effectively misprinted, what are they actually supposed to do about it?
And that is exactly our second major point. The analysis of pitch accumulation over a 42U rail highlights a critical engineering challenge, but stops short of providing buyer-focused solutions.
Yeah, the text brilliantly identifies how systemic error drifts over, what, 126 holes?
126, yeah.
But then it just leaves this placeholder for a hypothetical estimate.
Exactly. It completely fails to give the buyer a method to mitigate this risk they just learned about.
Is there a risk that focusing solely on the manufacturing flaw might overlook the buyer's agency?
I think so, yes. We're telling them the house is on fire without handing them a fire extinguisher. The suggestion here is to evolve that manufacturing observation into a practical purchasing strategy.
So replace that placeholder with actual actionable steps.
Right, concrete examples. Like, advise buyers to actively request CNC tolerance data from suppliers before they even order.
Oh, that's smart. Or you could instruct them to deliberately choose cage nuts over tapped rails for 48U racks.
Yes, because that specifically maximizes the tolerance float we praised earlier.
It brings the whole argument full circle.
It really does. So, to recap the core feedback for this critique, first, you need to bridge that jarring gap between theoretical standards and manufacturing mechanics.
Right, grounded in reality.
And second, turn the pitch accumulation problem into an actionable buyer's checklist.
Yeah, equip the reader to actually navigate those physical realities when they're making decisions.
Exactly. We highly encourage you to implement these concrete suggestions and submit the revised work back in for another critique.